Getting close. Happy New Year. Just a few days away. I'll wish you Happy New Year's again. But today, it is getting close. December the 29th. We're looking at the names of God in the Old Testament. The Israel community depended on each other and especially depended on their family. We still depend on our family today. It was even more dependence on family in the Old Testament. If a person fell on hard times and that person was unable to pay his debts, the closest relative who had resources would come to the rescue. The relative would redeem or release the person from his debt. A lot of times, because the person was in debt, they had to become a slave or a servant to pay off their debt. Well, this relative would come and release the person from that slavery. That was not the only job of the relative. That was the job of God himself. He took on that assignment for us. He said to the prophet Isaiah, "I am the one who helps you, declares the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel." So we are sinners and we cannot pay our debt. Our best effort falls short. So God did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. He is our Redeemer. He sent his Son to release us. God wrote in Galatians 4 and 5, I'm reading through the New International Version. But when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship. In Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Paul explained that Jesus gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. God is the one who helps us. He is our Redeemer. Father, I'm a sinner and I am unable to pay my debt. I'm caught in the slavery of sin. So thank you for sending Jesus to release me and set me free. Thank you for being my Redeemer. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.